Joey Savacci, Houston One, Pro Circuit Pulpcast. A quiet night for you, but I think overall, you got to be stoked. Like, you were in a battle for the main event. 11th's not where you want to be, but overall, I think for the start, you got to be happy or no? Where are we at?
I mean, yeah, obviously I'm racing again, which is huge, you know, obviously being back after a year, missing a year is tough. I think mentally for me, like I told myself before I even got here, like, that's not that big of a deal. You know, like once you get there, you'll be fine. Mm-hmm. But you know, in reality, missing a year is tough. And then stepping back into it with the guys who all raced last year and are good. And that's, it's tough to kind of just fall right back in, you know, ready to go. So, I mean, 11th is definitely not where we want to be, but considering, I think that was 17th around the first corner, and on a track that was extremely hard to make up time. I mean, I'll take it, you know, like we made improvements throughout the day and I felt the best I did all night in the main event. So if there's something positive to take away, it's, you know, I'm back racing and I'm stoked to be here, but, I'm just, like I said, we got better throughout the day. Every practice got better. The heat race, we struggled quite a bit, but then we made adjustments and got better for the main event. And that's all I can ask for.
Is Burner a big help? Of course we talked about this on the show, but now that you're, you know, on a race day with him, is he a big help?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, that's what I was talking to Forrest after the race. Like, one of the biggest things that I noticed right away is just – and it's, like, a comforting thing in a way, but, like, you know, he knows what he's talking about. He's smart. And it's been – it has been very helpful. And like I told him, you know, like, once we can get some things ironed out, I do feel like I can be – you know, I can be a threat. Like, if I can get off the gate and I can kind of get going earlier in the day, I think as the rounds go on, obviously I'll get better because I'll be used to it. You know, like I know it was hard to gauge speed because everyone was the same, but I do feel, I feel more comfortable on this bike than I felt on anything else. And it just sucks that, you know, it wasn't able to show. But with that being said, you know, like follow the guy who won it 2 years ago around the whole main event.
Yeah.
That got me with, I think, two laps to go, you know, so, and he's, he won the last race last year. So, you know, I was surrounded by good dudes. It was just a tough track to make up time. And, you know, when you don't have a good gate pick and you don't get a good start in the main event, you know, you kind of put yourself in a hole.
Yeah, it was, I've talked to the other guys tonight and it's really soft and ruddy. So you had to be, you had to mind your P's and Q's and be careful of that. But then, yeah, how do you charge and make time up on the track like that, right? You had to kind of wait for a mistake of the guy in front of you.
I mean, look at the qualifying, dude. There's 14 of second. Like,
right.
On a track like that and you don't get a good start, you're not making up enough time per lap to catch those guys, because the guys who are inside the top five get the first lap clean and then everyone else is, you know, bouncing back and forth trying to get around people, and you put yourself in a hole right from the get go.
Yeah. Benny hit you hard in that heat, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I talked to him. I wasn't very happy, but he says he did front brake, so
okay.
I told him if that was the case, I said, I'll let it slide. But if not, I said, we got beat.
it's the classic, I don't have a brake guy. That happens a lot, right?
I'm like, bro, come on. It's a heat race. We're battling for like seventh. Fuck, give me a break.
Hey, Barsha's had so many brake problems over the years. It's incredible. Yeah. It's phenomenal. Yeah.
He's had a lot of brake problems. They should work on that.
Yeah, they really should. Hey, now that you're here and you got one race under you, how's your testing skills? Like, what do you want to change on the bike, if anything? What do you think of the KTM? What do you like about it? What are you going to work on for Tuesday if you can?
I mean, I like just about everything. You know, like the bike does work well. I think there's some settings that we're going to mess with and try to change before Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I think we were maybe a touch too... See, and that's what we don't know for sure yet, but it was just, I need a little bit more forgiveness. And that's what we're going to work on and try to get the bike better for Tuesday. Cause I think if we can get the bike to work a little bit better and more calm, excuse me, then I think it'll only, you know, it'll only benefit me, in all the areas.
Cool. Awesome, man. Thanks for doing this. I know it's later after the race. I appreciate the call. I thought you did well. I think you should be happy, in myself, but that's just me. So
yeah, start for sure.
Cool. Thanks, Joey.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye.